USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to a ceasefire in a year-long trade war between both nations. They also agreed to restart trade negotiations. At a press conference in Osaka, Japan, the president said the United States will hold off on threatened additional tariffs on Chinese goods.
We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China on where we left off to see if we can make a deal.
President Trump is now in South Korea. Earlier, he tweeted he was willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and shake his hand at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by DriveChange Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Alvin became the first hurricane of the 2019 tropical season and could be just the first of several tropical systems to travel through the eastern Pacific this week. For a period of about 6 hours, Alvin's winds intensified and it was classified as a hurricane. But after that, the winds died down and it went back to a tropical storm. Warm waters, a moist atmosphere, and less wind shear are all expected to remain off the southern coast of Mexico into next week. Forecasters say it's possible that two new tropical storms may be spinning over the eastern Pacific at the same time next week. The next two names on the list of storms for the eastern Pacific are Barbara and Cosme. At the Women's World Cup in France,
USA! USA!
Team USA beat the host country, France, 2-1 in Friday's quarterfinal. It was due to the strength of two goals by Megan Rapinoe. The semifinal against England is set for Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio News Chief Legal Analyst Fred Penny was asked about the recent Supreme Court ruling on the citizenship question.
Some other important facts to remember is the court said that there's not really a good reason to add this right now, that is the census, by just saying they're enforcing the Voting Rights Act. That's kind of what they're saying. So Roberts found that the Voting Rights Act was pretextual or basically a cover-up fact for the reason to put on the census a question about citizenship. They said, however, in a 5-4 decision, that the Trump administration may have a constitutional and legal right to add that question. But this is a case basically that needs to go down to the lower courts and issues to the lower courts and work its way up to the Supreme Court. Now, whether or not that's going to be done in time for the census to be printed out, the Trump administration has stated that they need this by July 1st, but technically they could push it out till October of 2019 to print everything out because the census will come out in April 2020. So the question is, how quick are the courts going to push this through? And that's the question that we don't know at this point. But according to the Maryland courts, they're going to start pushing it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.